In the headlines, Barbados has recorded its 21st homicide for the year, while another man is in critical condition at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Yet another economist is warning the government about its ongoing relationship with Afreximbank Bank. Situ Sab is raising alarm over escalating violence in schools. And later in sports, Barbados Invitational Masters Football Classic set to be one of the biggest yet. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. Barbados was hit by a spate of gunfire and robberies last night. The most serious incident has left a 25-year-old man who was shot in the head in Haynesville, St. James, dead, becoming Barbados' 21st homicide victim for 2025. At least six police units responded to the scene of a major shooting around 9:30 p.m. This incident came just after an hour where a shooting at Eden Lodge around 8:30 p.m. left a 19-year-old male who is a well-known cricketer critically injured and is currently in the intensive care unit at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. The identity of the 25-year-old is being withheld pending notification of his family. While police have not yet released the name of the 19-year-old cricketer, but his family and cricket club have been in touch with Starcom Network, urgently appealing for blood donations. Also last night, police now investigating the circumstances surrounding another carjacking. Reports reaching Starcom Network indicate that masked men robbed three women of cash and stole their motor vehicle in the area of Ferry Valley Christchurch. The vehicle is said to be a silver Hyundai Accent. Meantime, a middle-aged man is in police custody following an attempted robbery on Fairchild Street this morning. Shortly after 8 a.m., the suspect, who had been seen loitering in the area, approached a vendor selling breakfast items from his van and attempted to steal cash while armed with a knife. A scuffle ensued and several onlookers managed to detain the man until police arrived shortly afterwards and took him into custody. New National Party leader Kemar Stewart and economist Leandre Knight have expressed concern over the recent downgrade of Afreximbank by credit rating agency Fitch. Both are calling on the Barbados government to conduct an immediate risk assessment of its financial portfolio with the African Bank. Their concerns echo earlier warnings from economists Jeremy Stephen and Carlos Fort. Stewart notes that the downgrade, coming just as Afreximbank is establishing a presence in Barbados, poses potential downside risk that could negatively impact the island's economy.
The plans to establish a headquarters in Barbados, a country with an impaired sovereign credit rating of junk, admits the Afreximbank, whose credit rating is just above junk, has rated by Fitch their financial journey a more expensive journey, a journey Bajan taxpayers may have to fill unless the Afreximbank is willing to absorb its financial losses without passing it on to the current loan holders like Barbados via higher interest rate costs. Average interest rates were already reported to be at 7%, and that is quite high. Currently, the government borrowed $50 million at Kensington Oval, a plan $100 million for upgrades to the Bridgetown port and $90 million set to finance the Hyatt. So are these current loans going to be impacted?
New National Party leader Kemar Stewart. Meantime, London-based economist Knight, who recently returned to Barbados, spoke on Down to Brass Tacks.
It definitely is a cause of concern that it is in a downward trajectory and not in the upward trajectory. At the end of the day, a vision doesn't fix the economy. A vision is, you know, at the end of the day, we need to make sure that the institution is strong. And that's why I think a lot more focus should be placed on the sorts of criteria that we've given the land to. Maybe considering it being a lease as opposed to just giving the land away, or maybe putting some risk, hedging some risk on our part to ensure that the long-term trajectory of this endeavor remains positive.
Economist Leandre Knight in the Lunchtime Edition. The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, C2SAB, has declared its full support for teachers in response to rise in violence in schools. This follows a spate of student-on-teacher assaults at three secondary schools yesterday. C2SAB President Ryan Phillips said this morning that the Barbados Union of Teachers had raised valid concerns, particularly in light of the closure of the Princess Margaret Secondary School today.
We stand in solidarity and we stand in support of what is affecting our member unit, the Barbados Union of Teachers, you know, because we have been open with our position as it relates to violence, not only in schools, but violence in Barbados as a whole. Our concern, as you would have heard this morning, being excluded when it comes to national boards of national interest, national development, and so on. We are very concerned, and it's about time that government take a serious approach in terms of the trends in secondary schools and its impact.
Mr. Phillips was speaking at a press conference held at the BUT headquarters, convened to address a range of pressing issues. C2SAB General Secretary Dennis DePisa also weighed in, voicing concern over the recent involvement of students in Parliament to welcome Minister of Educational Transformation and newly elected St. James North MP Chad Blackman.
But we can see a masquerade in the Parliament yard. There's children who should be in school, being given instruction, parading in a political environment that has nothing to do with them. And the government of the day should be ashamed of itself. And then we look at the union, tell the union that being political. How could you dare take the people's children out of school for instruction to go and chair a parliamentarian? And mind you, children from the south, children from the north. So tell me what it has to do with a parliamentarian. And you know the worst thing about it at the end of the day, let me speak to all of that. The same teachers are asked to go and supervise those children while they have red flags.
That's C2SAB General Secretary Dennis DePisa. Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummings, has issued a strong call for improved efficiency in trade and port operations, warning that ongoing delays are contributing to the rising cost of living for Barbadian consumers. Speaking this morning at the opening of the Barbados Manufacturers Association Trade and Innovation Expo, formerly known as BMEX, Senator Cummings acknowledged that global inflation is a factor, but stressed that Barbados must still address inefficiencies in port operations and customer processing.
When delays occur in the port, when business is delayed, when goods are delayed, and that entrepreneur that I met in Bridgetown whose goods were stuck in the port for several weeks, when that happens, as the manufacturers in this room know, the costs soar. The costs are passed on to the consumer. Costs oftentimes are imported and they are added on from various things that include delays. When documents sit on our desks for longer than they need to, you are paying for those delays on the shelf. When documents sit in our ministries longer than they need to, we are paying for those delays on the other side of it. We have to be committed to wrestling the question of port efficiency to the ground, the importance of business facilitation, trade facilitation to our business community is not a business issue, it is also a consumer issue.
Senator Cummings added that rather than focusing solely on markets like Europe and China, Barbados should strengthen trade and regional partners to help reduce cost and foster deeper regional ties. Our top stories. Barbados has recorded its 21st homicide for the year, while another man is in critical condition at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, desperately in need of blood. Yet another economist is warning the government about its ongoing relationship with Afriksim Bank. C2SAB raised an alarm over escalated violence in schools and also slams the government for having school children waving flags to welcome in a parliamentarian. And coming up in sports, Barbados Invitational Masters Football Classic set to be one of the biggest yet. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.